This Sasanian king stares out with eyes that look almost transfixed. We don't know for sure who he is. His crown doesn't exactly match any of those shown on Sasanian coins. However, notice the crescent on the front of the crown. This suggests that he is Shapur II, one of the most powerful kings of the 4th century AD. Silver was widely used for Sasanian royal objects, and this head is hammered from one huge silver sheet. You can see this from below. Often Sasanian silver was gilded. There's still a golden sheen on the large drop earrings and the lower part of the crown. Around the crown, the circles represent pearls. The huge upper part of the crown represents cloth puffing out. This kind of crown, combining gold and jewels with cloth, is something that becomes the norm for later medieval European kings. But here it's likely filled with the king's long hair. His moustache curls up and extends to the level of his eyebrows. As in much earlier ancient Near Eastern cultures, an elaborate hairstyle signified power. The Sasanians created the last great empire of the ancient Near East. If you're unfamiliar with them, press the green play button.